Uh-oh.
You're drunk, I told him, scooting back against the sofa cushions and flipping through the channels. And you can't hold beer bottles with those fat little baby hands. Make yourself older, like maybe 18 with your own apartment and car. He cooed and cuddled up against me, those fat hands gripping the neckline of my shirt, his wings brushing against my arms. Within minutes, he was asleep, snoring his boozy breath across my neck as I watched some old gangster movie. It was like cuddling a beer-soaked puppy. I kind of liked it. By the time Nyala breezed through the door, I was regretting my appointment in hell and wondering how pissed off Doriel would be if I canceled. Probably really pissed. And right now I needed all the allies I could get. I smiled at Nyala and carefully passed the sleeping angel to her. A sappy expression came over her face and she rocked Lux, whispering adoring nonsense at him and smelling his skin. Uh-oh.
Sam? Why does Lux smell like beer?
There was a whole lot of disapproval in that hushed whisper. I motioned to the bottle on the floor and lied. He tried to take a sip and it fell when I took it away from him. Some must have gotten on his onesie or something, because there is no way I would ever give an infant angel alcoholic beverages. Never. Not me. She bought it, thankfully. Then she looked at the television.
Sam, you can't watch those shows with Lux. Remember the last time?
I hadn't thought that particular movie was all too violent, but Lux took great exception to the scene where the guy woke up to a bloody horse head in his bed. I had to buy a new television and repair a series of holes in my drywall and ceiling. Lux spent the next 3 days in the stables, obsessively watching over my three horses, refusing to leave. Eventually, he and Diablo had a conversation, and the angel left the other two horses in my hybrid's quite capable hands. He still went out several times a day to check on them, though. I flicked off the television. He's sleeping, and this one doesn't have decapitated animals in it. Only a whole lot of shot-up humans and one that got knifed. No biggie. Nyala sighed and shook her head.
Sam, he's a baby.
He's an angel baby, I corrected.
Still a baby. He needs love and positive experiences. He needs to see the best of human, demon, and angel behavior, so that's what he models his own behavior on. He needs experiences that help him build a solid moral foundation, not beer and violence and porn.
The porn had been the lows, and there was nothing wrong with a baby watching porn, no matter what Nyala said. Actually, this speech of hers sounded an awful lot like Gabe. I guess it wasn't surprising. She was clearly influencing him and his views. He was bound to be rubbing off on her, in more ways than one. Ew. Okay, you're right. I promise I'll do better. I lied. There's a gallon of milk in the fridge, because I know you like to give him warm milk for some weird-ass reason, and there's that mashed-up fruit shit in jars on the counter. I'm going to try to be back before dawn, but just in case I get delayed, Harper agreed to come over at 9 with Jock and Kelly to watch him during the ruling council meeting. Her eyes glowed.
Oh, Austin! He'll love that!
He would. And not only was Harper experienced at taking care of angelic offspring, but Jock as a Nephilim was almost as good as having a dwarf in the house.
Be careful, Sam,
Nyala told me. Then she grabbed one of Lux's chubby arms and waved it at me.
Bye, Mama, she said in a high-pitched voice. Love you, Mama. Come back soon.
I was going to puke if she didn't stop that. But she was doing me a huge solid watching the kid, so I held back a gag and plastered a smile on my face. Yep, that's nice, that lovin' stuff. Bye. Then I left. Fast. Before Nyala could spout any more baby talk at me.